Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to tell you about somebody who was asleep in the midst of a storm. I'm going to read to you from Jonah chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, where we read this. Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down into the lowest parts of the ship and lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came to him and said to him, "What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish." The thought of an exhausted Jesus sleeping in the boat on the stormy Sea of Galilee, well, that's a touching memory from the Gospels. But the thought of rebellious, disobedient Jonah asleep in the boat, well, that's not. What a curious and tragic scene this is. All the sailors on Jonah's ship were religious men. They were devout in prayer to their gods, yet their gods were nothing and could do nothing for them in their moment of need. There was one man on board who had a relationship with the true God, who knew the word of the true God, and who worshiped the true God. Yet, that man was asleep. With the storms whipped up by the world, the flesh, and the devil, there's no proper place for a sleeping Christian. Yet some of us are like Jonah, and we have no problem sleeping while the storm rages around us and lives hang in the balance. The nature of Jonah's sleep can teach us because it is all too much like the sleep of the careless Christian. You see, Jonah slept in a place where he hoped no one would see him or disturb him. And sleeping Christians like to hide out among others in the church. Jonah slept in a place where he couldn't help with the work that was needed to be done. And sleeping Christians stay away from the work of the Lord. Jonah slept while there was a prayer meeting. All the other sailors were crying out to their gods. There was a prayer meeting on deck, and Jonah slept. Sleeping Christians don't like prayer meetings. Jonah slept and was oblivious to the problems around him. Sleeping Christians have their eyes closed to what is really happening around them. Jonah slept when he was in great danger. Sleeping Christians are in danger, but they don't know it. And Jonah slept while the heathen needed him. Sleeping Christians snooze on while the world needs their message and testimony. Some sleeping Christians protest that they are not asleep at all, but there is a way to test this. Perhaps the best way to know if you are fully awake in the Lord is to see that if you live with a true, thorough consciousness of spiritual things. Friend, is heaven and hell real to you, or are they just vague ideas? Is the soul of another person less real to you than their physical form? Truly awake Christians live with a full and proper awareness of the things that matter, the things of eternity. They think and act in light of eternal matters, not only in passing shadows and dreams. Perhaps it's time for us to hear what the ship captain said to Jonah. What did he say to him? He said, "What do you mean, sleeper? Arise and call on your God." Today, call on your God and ask him to wake you up so that you wouldn't sleepwalk through your Christian life. Ask the Lord to do that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.